wonderful and blessed Feast of Tabernacles. I'm going to touch on a subject this morning that I think we need to touch on often, and that is the subject of faith. I want to turn to Hebrews chapter 11, because that seems to be the faith chapter. And I'll just read the first verse right here. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen." What does that mean? Is faith a substance? In verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So we have to have this faith to please God. How do we get this faith? If we turn to Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Is faith all we need? What is faith? In Romans 4, verses 1 through 5, it says, "Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found," or what shall I say then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? "For if Abraham were justified by works, he has therefore to glory, but not before God. For what says the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that works is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." And in Romans 5, 1-5, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Now, talking about faith and works, we need to go to James chapter 2, and I just want to read to you what James says about faith and works. Starting in verse 10 of James chapter 2, it says, For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point," excuse me, let me go down here to just verse 14 here. It says, "For what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou dost well. The devil also believes, and he trembles. But will thou, O man, vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works, when he had offered up Isaac his son upon the altar? See thou has faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then how that works, that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. And we turn to Romans 8:24. It says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. And in Romans 7:7-8, it says, what shall we say then? What should we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but by the law, for I had not known except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. That's my wrong scripture that I was into right here. Let's turn to 1 John 5:14 and 15. That's 1 John 5:14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions for what we desire of him. And in 1 John 3:21-22, beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Brothers and sisters, let's have faith in our Father and keep his commandments. Thank you.